The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Live on Facebook, on the podcast. We're also on YouTube. And yeah, I was just thinking, YouTube owned by Google, isn't it? Who owns... Facebook's owned by Facebook, of course, yes, and...
Instagram is owned by Facebook as well.
Yeah, I'm surprised Amazon hasn't got something in this way, because Amazon's trying to eat up the whole market. But I suppose they're more into sales, aren't they, and stuff, and...
And Amazon, you know, they're really into cloud. They're big on cloud storage and websites, and there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that people don't know that Amazon does.
Yeah,
but it does. So
they do massive, yeah, storage. They're massive in that, isn't they? And yeah, but have you seen that? I was just chatting earlier on with someone about that. 100 cities in the US are vying for the place to be a, you know, bid to be the next sort of place where Amazon puts its warehouse, next big warehouse, because it's going to have one that equals a Seattle base, so it's going to be massive. And so they're going to spend $5 billion investing in there. 50,000 jobs are going to be created. So you can imagine 100 cities in America are all vying to be the next place to put their big warehouse. And that's a lot of power, isn't it, that Amazon has, you know? Huge amount of power.
Huge power. Mm. But like in the new economy, that's a lot of the jobs. Like, yeah. By everybody, you know, retail has changed so much. Everybody's shopping online. So these warehouses and delivery jobs are the way of the future. And, you know, I have to say, I don't think they're that secure, because they can be, you know, quite automated in the future.
Yeah. But saying that, though, that has always been the case. I mean, I forget the stats behind it, but I saw a guy arguing for the case of automation, saying there'll always be a human there. And even you go back to the Luddites times, when people were worried about all this machinery coming in, it never happens. It never actually fully replaces people. It makes work easier. I saw a bricklaying sort of machine recently, very good, but there was two people supervising it, so it was doing the manual stuff, but they had to be trained to look after the machine, you know. So it's very good. It would just do it faster, and obviously less health and safety implications for humans, which is quite good, I thought. So
yeah,
there'll always be humans there. And even with these big lorries, apparently, because self-drive, there'll always be a human there, apparently, but they won't have to be getting tired and crashing and all that stuff. So it's almost like lifting the load of the human, you know, making it easier for the human, but the human will be there, you know. So we shouldn't worry about machines, you know. Don't worry about the machines uprising, I think, to a certain extent, you know what I'm saying? I mean, no one can do this what we're doing, can they? Surely. as if machines would consider
this. Yeah, computer training is rubbish.
Yeah, exactly.
No, of course it can, so.
Okay, Nick, let's look at the charts and of the stocks who've been suggested for us. By the way, you can see this, if you're listening to this on the podcast at a later time of the day, you can catch this on the blog, the video and the audio. Well, listen, if you listen to the audio, there's no point listening to the audio again, but you can see the video. But, okay, Nick, first and foremost, is one of the most popular stocks around at the moment. It's Ascent Resources. They released some news today saying the contract with the INA, which is a gas pipeline there, Slovenia, is going to happen. It's going to happen because it's going to sign the final sort of bits of signing this deal with INA, which is gas supply. So what do you reckon, Nick? I can't see. You've got the chart on the screen. All I've got is a play button. Am I supposed to hit play on that on my Facebook page?
Yeah, I think so.
If I hit play, trouble is though. Oh, if I hit play, I get the
on my
audio.
Facebook page.
Oh, there we are. I don't know where it's gone.
Don't hit play because you'll get the audio.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I hit myself.
Yeah,
I know. Talking
yeah,
myself.
Screen's there. It's all good.
Okay, I can't see any charts there. Is that meant to happen?
I can see the chart. Maybe your screen isn't refreshing because you're busy recording things. It's definitely there.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. So, Ascent. Oh, okay. I can see it now. It's there. Yeah, hey. And by the way, good morning, Mark. Good morning, Sean. Good morning, James. And good morning, all.
Good morning. Yeah, I will look at NatGas and DNLM. I'm assuming you mean NatGas, Sean Dillow. We'll do it at the end. Okay, so Ascent Resources.
No, that's National Gas. That's National Grid. NG.
National Grid. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. So Ascent Resources had this pivot level around 1.92, and that was support in end of August and beginning of September. And we had a false break below it on the 5th of September, which produced a huge rally following that. And then today, again, we opened with a false break below this level at 1.92 and a monster rally. We're testing this 200-day moving average. It was really good support August, September. We're back again retesting it. I see this. This is either a bull flag, and you can see that we've got two equal measured moves lower. Or if you look from January, we're in an inverted head and shoulders pattern. Now, it's not weird to have a double shoulder, but when you have a double shoulder on one side, you almost always see a double shoulder on the right side. The best head and shoulders patterns have symmetry. So now we've got perfect symmetry, but we also need a bit of timing symmetry, which means we've got to rally hard from here, get back to the neckline, which is around 2.68, because we need equal time. They need to be the same size. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking for it to rally hard back to 2.55, the fib level, and I'm looking for a close above 2.68, and that will take us to 3.75 and the previous highs. That's the first resistance. But my first target is still, as it was before, 4.4 and 5.23.
Marvellous, yes. Someone suggested National Grid and Dunelm. I bought Dunelm a while back. I got in about 580. It rallied strongly. To be honest, I couldn't. I'm not that excited about it. I sold it about 10%, 15% profit, and I got out. But it rallied again then. But anyway, let's look at the next one on our list here. Connemara Mining, CON. CON is a ticker. Not a good ticker, I think. CON. If you're an investor, it's a con. But go for CON. What do you reckon?
Okay, I'm looking at a weekly chart for perspective because I want to show you the really lovely bottoming that it's done. This weekly 200, every rally that we've had since the beginning of 2016 banged its head on the 200 weekly moving average, a big deal. So that was the highs, and that was the high in January as well. And then when we got above it in August, we came back, found support, and now we're rallying really strongly. I'm looking for a really strong leg higher. We've passed through the 23.6 fib level from the highs in 2012. I expect 409 now to be support. We should not go back below it. And we should close above this level today. And on a retest or any pullback, I don't expect we go back below 4.09. And my next target is 9.87. Okay, we will have a bit of resistance before there, around 8. That's the lows from 2009. But And around 8.38, which is the 50% of the last swing lower. So expect a bit of a stall around 8.38. But really the first big Fibonacci target is at 9.87. So, and the 61.8 is around 10.29. So I think the realistic first target is 10 and then 15.8 to 16.
Lovely. And the next one is Management Resource Solutions. That Mrs. is a ticker. And yesterday an RNS came in from this company saying that a claim by the subsidiary of this company, which is odd, former directors were bringing a claim against the company, had been stopped or cleared, so it basically it lifted. I got the notification via Vox, and I logged into my stockbroker guy. I went to hit buy, and I had a 5.8, I think the pence was buy, and it started shooting up, and I thought, I don't want to buy any more stocks. I have too many as it is. I need to whittle them down or just reinvest in the stocks I have. But it went up and come back a bit. But I'm surprised it didn't go further on this bit of news. But so Management Resource Solutions, what do you reckon? A couple of days before that, the director bought some more, so Trevor Brown. So what do you reckon?
I think it will go higher. The problem is that they had this big gap, didn't it, in October last year. And so we're testing the gap, you know. And gaps, if they don't, for me, if gaps don't fill pretty quickly, and by that I mean, you know, within 3 or 4 days, then they become really important support and resistance levels on a chart. So it's just a resistance level, and we've stalled at it. But I don't see any reason why we should not continue higher and continue above this 6.28 level. There is going to be a bit of trouble around 7.5. That's the lows from June 2016, and it's the 200-day moving average. So a bit of trouble, but the first Fibonacci target is 9.69. And then I think we continue higher to 17.74 next. That's 50% of the entire decline from the start of 2016. So, you know, but to get there, the first key level is going to be 7.5. That's the 200-day moving average. I'm very bullish on the chart patterns on this one. You know, against the 2015 low, we've made an Adam and Eve double bottom. That means that the low in 2015 was a spiky bottom, and that was Adam. And then since the start of May 2017, what we've seen is a rounded bottom, a rounded retest of that low, and another small double bottom at the 2.3 level. So really good bullish price action. But that 200-day is going to be key around 7.5.
Mm-hmm. Marvellous. There may be trouble ahead.
No, not just trouble, just the stall level. I really do think this continues higher.
I know, but when you said that, though, I just the song came into my head. I'd look at. Hey, by the way, two stocks we talked about yesterday. Nkondesi has rallied very well today.
Let's take a look at this one. Nkondesi had major, major resistance. This is going to go to new highs now. Above 11.5, I think that, and above the 2015 highs, I'm looking at a weekly chart of Nkondesi. This is a weekly inverted head and shoulders pattern, and we've retested the head big time. This is going to go. I like this one a lot.
Yeah, well, the thing is, they signed a sort of non-binding agreement, but with two very well-known people, including General Electric, to get this, you know, coal power station up and running. Now, they've got until April to sign a joint development agreement to sort of, you know, formally tie that in. So there's a bit of time yet. So we may see, it's some time yet. I'm thinking, people think they're missing out yet. No, wait, never buy on a spiky day like this. Never do that. Wait for a down day, then buy. If you think the story is a good one, which it is seemingly, then wait for a down day, you know, and give it a bit of support, the price there.
Plus, so we're at 9 at the moment, and the prior highs from 2017 highs from February are just above us at 11.5. So we're pretty close. You know, I don't think that previous highs make the best resistance. I think that prior lows make better resistance. So, but it will cause us a bit of a stall there. I think that you'll be able to get a better pullback entry, or if we can get above it, pull back to find support there. Always buy pullbacks, like, this is what I teach all the time, buy pullbacks, because then you've got a little wiggle room. If it should go a little bit your way, and then if it fails, you know, your losses are smaller.
Yeah, I would suggest, you know, what I've done really well, I mean, it's a very simple thing there, but if you've done research on a stock and you're, you know, buying it on a fundamental level and looking at charts as well, then there's two simple tips that'll help you a little bit. It's helped me a lot, and that's never try and buy a stock on an up day. If it's a good company you've researched, always try and buy it on a down day. Because if it's been rallying strongly, then, you know, the momentum will continue, you know. But you get a better price if you buy it on a down day. And also, likely, if you're going to sell a stock that you think has had a good run, try and sell it on an up day. I know it's a counterintuitive sometimes, but try and sell it when there's volume and liquidity there and it's pushing higher. Because you have fear of missing out. But if you look at the charts and say, oh, hang on, it's coming up to a previous resistance level here, and I look at the market cap and don't think there's much more value to go in this, then, you know, try and sell on that up day. Sorry, sell on a bullish day, buy on a bearish day, you know. And that's little tips there. So quick look at NG dot.
NG dot,
yeah? It's National Grid, NG dot.
Okay.
So it should be there.
There it is.
NG dot. Yeah. That's because it's a biggie.
Ooh. So this is a big wet. This is really important support that NG is sitting on. I'm looking at a weekly chart. So look, this weekly 200 moving average where we are is pretty important. So a big deal level here around 910, 900. I think as long as we don't close the week below this level, it looks pretty good for a bounce. And so far, the way we're setting up, it's Friday, we've got a little bullish hammer here on the weekly. So important support based on our weekly. And the key, I think, is getting back above this daily 20 moving average and back above 947, that high from last week. If we can do that, it looks really good. But from the weekly, good chance that we can recover the situation here and bounce. And we know pretty quickly when we're wrong. I think a close below 909, 910, and we're going lower. So although the daily moving averages say we're going lower, I think that this has potential to stick its toe in and find some support.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you know what? I'm also covering a stock from yesterday, and we mentioned that I said that I think there's a revolution happening right now. We're in the middle of a revolution. It's happening. I've never seen every government and every big car vehicle firm, you know, really being positive about electric cars. And I said, if you look at the commodities that benefit from this, there are several commodities, you know, lithium, cobalt, nickel especially, and copper. It keeps coming back to copper, because copper, three times as much copper, and there's a lot of copper in an EV car. And I think there's not the supply there that can afford this. At the moment, we've just gone past the 2 million mark worldwide for electric vehicles. And the IAE, the Environmental Energy Agency, says they reckon there'll be 140 million by 2030. And that's quite conservative, because when things start taking off, they usually go exponential. And there's no other play apart from copper, apart, and you mentioned it yesterday, graphene, you know, amazing conductor of, I mean, it's still in the early stages. But I think definitely worth having exposure to graphene, because, like I said, when, you know, money goes into a business, development expands exponentially. And I wouldn't be surprised if copper starts getting so expensive that there's, you know, it's not viable for miners. You know, money will pour into graphene, you know, into alternatives, and graphene is more conductive than copper. So there will be a bullish market for copper for a long time, I think. But graphene will benefit from this as well, I think. EVs. Okay, and the last one is. Dunelm.
Yeah,
DNLM. I did a little punt on these a while back. It's okay, you know, just a little punt. I think it's 10-15% I got, but it's not a stock that's going to excite me. It's a retailer, you know. It's a home furnishings retailer. It's not a bit. Yeah, it's not exciting. What do you reckon, Nick, on the chart?
Yeah, you know, I had resistance at 743 and we're holding above it. So I think that it's got potential for another leg higher. My next FIB level is 850. So, but I'm going to say that a daily close below 735, I'm wrong and this resistance is held. So keep an eye on it. The RSI is a little bit up there around 65. But as long as we can hold above, I would say 740, 730, 738, I think that it has potential to keep going higher.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, okay. Yeah, I did have this as a level. So then the next target would be, 852, and then potentially back to the highs at 1028. I think it's doing all right. You know, Dunelm for a retail is really popular.
Yeah, but do you know why I found this? I mean, I often do this, and you may do a search for this, but I often filter for oversold companies on a weekly level that pay a dividend, and that was Dunelm in it for a while. And also, it looks like they're hitting the bottom or they're changing, and I read about the fundamentals, and they were quite bullish on their last update, and I thought they're majorly oversold here, Dunelm, for a while, and they're hitting the bottom. And when you get companies that are, you know, changing direction here from you know, being sold to oversold to start, people start accumulating, you can get a nice turnaround quickly off companies like that. They're majorly oversold, can't you? You know.
The thing about Dunelm is, I think that this has made an impulsive reversal. So this second leg high is 1.618 of this first one. So even if we do pull back here, where I don't expect us to come back more than 38.2 of this last swing higher. So that would be back to. So if you're looking to buy some Dunelm, I think back to around 685 is about as far as it will come back. Maybe a little bit higher, around 690. So 685, 690 is where I'm looking for it to pull back for. If it goes back below 650, the uptrend is over and it's not going to continue higher. So 685 is the ideal pullback buy level. And below 650, the party's over. I think it's good.
Marvellous. Just one more thing. If you are looking to get exposure to graphene, there's a couple of companies that are involved in that in the smaller cap space. And that's I'm involved in Vesara, and I do hold stock in Vesara, VRS. There's also Haydale, which is H-A-Y-D, I think, or Haydale. And there's, what's the other one? Graph, I think, G-R-P-H, the ticker there. So that's Graphene Nanochem. H-A-Y-D, so there's three there, VRS.
And isn't there a company you like that do electric batteries as well? I'm sure you've mentioned it.
I'm into copper and nickel. Nickel is is a horizontal minerals, and nickel is a big part of the cathode part of the batteries. So it's worth looking into that. And
I'm trying to buy another car at the moment. Not a new car, a quality used car. I cannot tell you that the arse has fallen out of prices in diesel cars.
Is it
completely?
Is it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the price is dropping much. I'm really seeing that. I think they're going to ban them in London soon.
Wow. Well,
that'd be quite something.
I think it's soon. Do you see that report? Apparently, peak petrol is around about 20. Some people saying 2020. So that's unbelievable. The repercussions that'll have for all companies, obviously, because the bigger oil companies are diversifying. Already, Shell is putting in electric pumps on their forecourt. So it doesn't matter. But smaller oil companies that only have oil, unless they can produce it really cheaply, they're going to be in trouble, you know? So, all right. Anyway, Nick, thank you for that.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening in.
Yes, if you listen to the podcast, by the way, you can see the video at foxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Oh, lovely, Nick. I love the way she says blog. Oh, doesn't she say blog? Lovely. She's a lovely sayer of the word blog.
Bye, everyone.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.